From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of Captain's Logs.
Captain's Log, Nick Eckerd, stardate June 17th, 2020. My work let me work from home around the time of March 18th, and I've been working from home ever since. So, since this all started, I've been working and raising my son who was born in January. That's been the hidden blessing, is I've been able to be here for pretty much every moment of his life so far, and it's been really rewarding, so there's been some good that's come from it. I really only go out to visit family, which is kind of worrisome because my grandmother is battling cancer, and she goes to chemo weekly, and so it's kind of scary keeping the distance there, but still trying to go see her because I don't know how much time I have left with her. I've stopped by the office to pick up some things, and I also have to go once every 3 weeks to get my allergy shots. But I go out and mask and all that stuff. I'm following procedures. We had to go for an appointment for my son, which was a little nerve-wracking, because you just don't know what places are following protocol exactly how they're saying. We've been cooped up in the house for the most part, but it hasn't been that bad. We've caught up on TV shows, we've started new shows, we've had some drinks, we've played some games, we've had karaoke nights, played video games, and we've genuinely enjoyed each other's companies. We're subscribed to a date night service that sends us a date night box every month, so me and the wife can have a little, date time while the kids are off kind of doing their own thing and watching the baby. So that's been kind of fun. We've just had to we tasked ourselves with new ways to, keep ourselves entertained without going out. So it's been kind of a blessing. There's some snacking here and there. Working from home, it's kind of hard. I don't always have stuff going on with work, so you kind of got to mitigate the boring times, and snacking is not a healthy way to do it, but here we are. But every day is a home-cooked breakfast, a home-cooked lunch, and a home-cooked dinner. So it's better in that aspect that, eating better, that at least it's home-cooked and not, fast food, which would happen a lot in the office because things go quick. I've gained some weight, though, but that's to be expected, like I said, with the snacking and whatnot. I'm feeling all right, I suppose. I miss being able to go out without worry, or, with the worries we had. I hate that I feel like I'm crazy for taking things too serious. I get tired of seeing people, kind of downplaying it and thinking it's over since the state's opened up a little bit and they think that, everything's all right. It makes me feel crazy because I'm trying to take it serious. I'm trying to protect myself, my family, and, my grandmother when I go see her. But it's hard when if you have to go out and you're around people that just think it's a joke. I hate not knowing what the real truth is, if it really is this big of a deal, which I think it is, or if it's just something being blown up to, perpetuate fear. I'm not sure what side I stand on, but I'm not sure what side is telling me the truth. It just kind of sucks being in that limbo of not knowing what's really going on. I miss not worrying about a cough or a sneeze or a random person coming in my house to fix something or to deliver my food. But I think the biggest thing that affects the way I feel is how divided as a country we are. And kind of the way I think of it is if we were all in unity, it would solve a lot of the problems. And, unity has you and I, which means you and I are in this together. So if you and I are in this together, I could thank you for helping things get normal. But nowadays, it seems like it's you against I, which doesn't bring unity at all. So I'm feeling like I wish we could band together more as a country, as a people, to help kind of nip this in the bud, or at least make it a little bit better and a little bit easier to get by. And that's my thoughts on this. I appreciate you listening, and thank you for your time.
Captain's Log, Stardate 06162020. This is Ruby, ship's counselor and chief morale officer. It has been 3 months and counting. We are continuing our exploration of the vast uncharted galaxy within the COVID expanse. While we know we are moving forward through this deep and mysterious portion of viral space, the crew reports the curious experience of going nowhere. The time-space continuum appears to be grossly distorted. This unprecedented journey and the element of personal isolation has allowed for a deeper examination of human emotions and behavior. Confusion and disorientation are common. No one remembers what day it is. The crew has also experienced black holes, wormholes, and a-holes, as well as other unique, disturbing, and unexplained phenomena of deep space. And yet, the captain and crew have found numerous ways and means of coping. These include the gratifying consumption of a wide variety of culinary options, such as yogurt with blueberries, spinach enchiladas, Cheez-Its, beer and wine. But it is when the food replicators generate homegrown tomatoes that the crew reports the highest levels of joy and delight. Music of all kinds is a common thread for all of our experiences day and night. Earth Station KXCI provides the crew members and officers with brilliant curated selections of musical connection. It is the soundtrack of our time within the COVID expanse, and it is from this music that we derive strength, unity of purpose, peacefulness, and communion with our fellow travelers. There is frequent gratitude expressed for KXCI. Finally, working at hyperspeed, engineers in the astrophysics labs have made a most remarkable discovery. that the universe, as we know it, is held together by love. This has been Ruby, Ship's Counselor and Chief Morale Officer, over and out. Live long and prosper.
There ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a bit. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing the homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew, you can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side, put them in the middle, put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, what'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Now if I was to change this life I lead, well I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed. Cause I know what this country needs, it's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden, be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes?
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing.
Captain's Log, June 25th, 2020. Vernet here. Life as I knew it came to a screeching halt in March 2020. Like everyone else, I was ordered to stay home and shelter in place. I remember when the lockdown was ordered that Tuesday evening, I went outside to take a listen. It was the weirdest thing to hear the streets so silent. No cars running back and forth. Everyone in their homes. It felt a bit creepy. Never in my 25 plus years have I ever heard or seen the city so quiet. As the days went on, I had to learn how to adjust to working from home, which meant creating a whole new schedule and routine. And as much as I am thankful for still being employed to this day, back then something as simple as concentrating on a task for work was the hardest thing to do. My thoughts and emotions were all over the place, and I struggled for many weeks to adapt. Getting food was by far one of the most stressful things to do. Something as simple as going to the grocery store scared the heck out of me. My social circle became non-existent and Zoom meetings became the norm. I Skyped my 80-year-old parents for the very first time, and it was also their very first time ever using a computer. It was very emotional. Staying away from family is still very challenging to do because going through this pandemic alone is not easy. There is no one to share my concerns with or even just get a simple hug or word of encouragement. As hard as it was to adapt to staying at home and changing to a new routine, I made it happen. Now, re-entering society again is just as equally challenging, and I don't even know where to begin sometimes. It's baby steps for me. I am allowing myself to grieve the way life used to be and accepting change as a way to a new beginning. I keep telling myself not to live in fear, but to have trust in my Creator to guide me in healing and learning during this transformation. I wasn't all into cooking new dishes or creating new hobbies. My diet fluctuated all over the place and exercise routines simply stopped. I did listen to a lot of progressive trance music as a way to cope, and I am thankful to have discovered the Twitch channel that provides live streams of my favorite DJs. This pandemic wreaked havoc on me emotionally, mentally, and physically. There were days I would feel the weight of the world and it would be soul crushing. There were other days I also felt very strong enough to stay happy and feel so grateful to be alive. Since March, I've had a lot of time to self-discover, allowing myself to find acceptance and adapting to a changing world. I realize I cannot control anyone or the world situation. I can only control myself. Today, I meditate, exercise, try to eat better, and maintain a healthy attitude about myself on the changes I can create to help me become a better, compassionate, loving human being. This is Fernette signing out.
Hi, this is Kathy Rivers, Executive Director here at KXCI Community Radio. Captain's Log, Stardate, April 22nd, 2020. My family and I have been quarantined since March 17th, 2020. Here in our immediate orbit, it's myself, my husband, and our two dogs, Gertie and Eloise. We are doing puzzles, swimming in the pool, which we feel incredibly fortunate to have, working on things in the home, not cooking. We might be the only ones not cooking. We're eating up everything we can from storage and occasionally ordering food to be delivered. 2 weeks ago, I craved a pumpernickel bagel with cream cheese, red onions, capers, and lox, like I've never craved one before. I ordered one to be delivered. It was delicious. Last week, I started craving a Philadelphia cheesesteak sandwich. I don't know where these cravings are coming from, seeing as these are things that I've never craved before. My husband and I are both healthy, as well as our four-legged children. We do have one very close friend who's been tested positive for COVID-19. She's feeling fine and has not had to been hospitalized. We check in on her every day and have sent her soup and supplies. We're worried, we're sad, but overall do our best to remain as positive as possible. I miss my people, my staff, my volunteers, my board of directors, and the community at large. We miss live music, local musicians, national musicians, worldwide musicians. But again, we try to remain positive. We listen to KXCI as often as possible because every minute a different song brings a different feeling, a different energy, and we know that it's love that's being put out into the universe. I hope you're feeling love. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. And I hope we see each other soon. Signing off, Captain's Log, Kathy Rivers.
Yeah, but other than that,
long distance call to say I love you. Long distance call to say hi.
Thank you.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me. Tonight we heard logs from KXCI listeners Nick and Vernette, a check-in log from KXCI DJ Ruby of the Roadhouse Social Club on Saturdays, and KXCI Executive Director Kathy Rivers. Thank you for sharing a little of your life with us, sending good thoughts your way, Nick, Vernette, Ruby, and Kathy. As for music played today, you just heard Okay, Love You, Bye Bye by Kathy Rivers, as well as music from Folk Rob, Guy Clark, Tim Hecker, and Alluvium. You can find our complete playlist at kxci.org. If you'd like to join our crew here on the Captain's Log Project, email me at amya@kxci.org and check out our new Facebook page to get show updates each week, submit a log, and get some nerdy Star Trek info to cheer up your day. I'm Amy A. signing off for this week with the words of Star Trek Captain Jean-Luc Picard. Things are only impossible until they're not.
Live long and prosper.